Now to a much more personal quest for climate change solutions. This weekend, an old school bus takes off from London for a trip around the globe. The bus has been reinvented as a model of eco-efficiency. It's a somewhat eccentric combination of high-tech and low-tech, and its owner hopes to prove a point. The World's Laura Lynch paid him a visit.
Just days before his adventure is set to begin, and Andy Pegg is scrambling to finish outfitting the bus that will be his mobile home as he travels the world over the next 12 months. You might not think of a school bus as an eco-friendly way to travel, but Pegg found the rusting shell in a scrapyard and began restoring it. One man's trash quickly became Andy's treasure.
In fact, all the carpet throughout is all offcuts that I found outside people's homes when they've changed their carpets and throwing them away. These chairs and table here, that's made out of an old office furniture desk. Shelving here, that's made with broken shopping baskets.
But Pegg, a former journalist turned self-styled eco-adventurer, is doing something else here, combining the old with the very new.
Apart from the rubbish, there's also some really cutting-edge technology. So this unit over here is the charge controller for the solar panels on the roof. We've got six solar panels. That's 500 watts, which is actually a massive amount. That powers the fridge as well as everything else I need for my sort of day-to-day life. And I've kind of wired it up to look like the flux capacitor from Back to the Future.
Pegg is doing all he can to avoid using any fossil fuels. He'll cook with a wood gas stove, shower with solar-heated water, and use low-energy light bulbs.
But this is the kind of pièce de résistance at the back here.
That's a huge plastic drum in the back of the bus. It holds 1,200 litres of used cooking oil, and it's supposed to last about 5,000 miles.
That's a good... There we go. Nice little puff of white smoke coming out there. It's good, healthy stuff. It's all vegetables.
Pegg's plan is to top up the tank throughout his travels, wherever and whenever someone wants to contribute their used oil. But in case he runs out, he's got a high-tech backup fuel system, a hydrogen gas generator powered by the solar cells on the roof. His goal is to complete his global journey without emitting more than 2 tons of carbon dioxide. That's about a fifth of what the average British person emits each year. But it's the target some experts say everyone will have to meet by 2050 to avoid the worst effects of climate change. Pegg thinks his bus, combining low and high tech, will at least serve as inspiration.
Whenever there's a green solution, it's very easy to knock it down and say, well, that will never work to solve all the problems. I don't think any one solution will work to solve all the problems. And it's really a showcase, if you like, for the fact that there is no one simple answer to our energy problems and our energy needs, but actually lots of little solutions. Hopefully, if we put them all together, they can have a pretty significant impact.
Pegg is already getting emails from as far away as China supporting his expedition, though he's not certain he'll be allowed to enter the country. He does have a visa for Iran, where he believes he'll be warmly welcomed. For all of his work and enthusiasm, though, Pegg is a realist.
I've got no idea whether this will work. In fact, I'm a little bit sceptical as to whether I will be able to do it. But, I'm willing to give it my best shot and see if there is this kind of infrastructure of waste around the world that facilitates fuel being made from waste.
People walking by sometimes stop and stare at his bus, now painted with images of the world. Andy Pegg hopes to attract the same kind of attention on his travels to spread the gospel of eco-efficiency and maybe even learn something new from the people he encounters along the way. His expedition starts off from London on Saturday. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.